welcome to year 3 of Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Dirty iPod, and sitting around the table with me are a bunch of fuckheads.
Okay, all right.
What the hell?
All right. You know what? We give the guy another chance.
Ask him to come back for this special
day. And that's
day.
What he did. He told me he was going to play that straight up. And Dirty iPod.
Once again.
Calling us names. It's not cool.
Not cool at all, man.
Not a good way to start year 3 out.
Oh, happy year 3, everybody. Yeah, Rock three, solid.
Episode 105. We got the new logo up there that Matt did.
That's
an homage to the Sex Pistols.
Right.
Never mind the Bullocks.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's kind of ugly.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly, but bear with it. You only have to look at it for 52 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have a great thing that we kind of teased a couple weeks ago that I want to announce. Listener from Seattle, Jason Wilcox. He's never not funny. I don't even want to call him a fan. He's actually a friend of the show now. He supports all the live events. He comes to Parkcast-a-thon. Very nice. We like him.
Yes.
Jason Wilcox. He has put together something that is very similar to Daryl Asher's Never Not Notes. It's called the Rock Solid Guide. And to go see this, you go to rocksolidguide.blogspot.com. And that's where Jason is going through every episode. It's got graphics, it's got pictures, it's got icons he's made. He's made like a Silent Partner icon and a Star Child Speaks icon and a Gary Recommends icon. I think there's a Regional Hits icon.
Nice.
And right now he is up through episode 19. But what he's going to do from this point on, he's going to start with today's episode and work forward, and then he'll fill in the gaps as he has time to or as he sees fit.
Number one question we get still is, like, is there a place I could go and see what
exactly,
songs you guys play?
Exactly.
No, there's a place.
There's a place. There's also going to be a spot here where you can download a .csv file, and it's going to have a list of every song we've played.
Yeah, so you can open it in a spreadsheet. It's really awesome.
It's pretty cool. Also, there's going to be, because people email me about this, and I go, no, we don't have that. But there is a donation button. We're not asking. We're not shilling for it. But it's there, and if you want to, fine.
If
you
don't
want,
effort.
If you don't want to, stop listening. But but that's it. We're excited about this. Jason, we are so excited that you put this together.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
yes,
you.
Thank you, Jason. Friend Jason on Facebook, even if he doesn't want it, just go there. And
I
Gary,
also, I wonder,
yes, go ahead.
I wonder if maybe, because it is kind of a monumental task that he's set for himself, if other people, we could ask him, I guess, but
sure.
Maybe if other people want to volunteer to help fill in the back catalog.
Oh, yeah, to do
bit.
A couple episodes here and there. Yeah, if you want to, I guess you could contact Jason, and he'll either say, no, this is my baby.
Yeah,
get off my back.
Look, this isn't a collabo. It's a solo project.
That's right. I don't want to share credit.
Maybe he could get college credit for it.
Maybe he could.
Maybe
he could.
Maybe somebody could get an intern or something.
I interned at rocksolidguide.com.
Yeah. But yeah, it's got little headings here, home, choose an episode, Rock Solidopedia, Pat and Gary's ultimate set list, something called The Game Room. It's got icons here for all our Twitter sites, Never Not Funny, Gary, me, Rock Solid. So, this is quite an undertaking, and I have some notes, but I'll give it to him later. No, everything looks great. And,
this is gorgeous.
And we thank him. And Gary, what do you want to say anything to kick off year 3?
Oh, just thanks, everybody, for listening. It means so much, and we're glad that we're a part of your lives. And, you know, I'm a big podcast fan, and I know, like, the relationship that formed, so it's an honor to be in your life that way. I did not bring in the answers for those last week's trivia questions,
okay.
But I did bring in more questions, so let's hear...
Oh, okay, great. Let's introduce our guest so he can join in on these, or no?
Yeah, that's good, because there was a... Anyway, yeah.
Are you sure? Because we don't have to.
Well, now it's going to be weird if we don't.
I don't really like to talk to him. No, no, it's good. Well, because
I don't like to be talked about while I'm in the room.
Yeah, that is.
As if I'm not here.
I don't like that convention of, like, don't talk until you're introduced.
I wasn't sure if I could say anything.
You know, that's Jimmy Pardo instilled that in my brain on podcasting, so that's why I do it. But okay, we have a. I see why you don't want to bring him in. It's going to give away
Okay, I won't say anything.
Hold that thought, and let's hear those questions, then hear another call.
Okay.
Won't everyone know from seeing the description of the episode?
I know that's
true.
We like to pretend.
We like to pretend.
Okay. Beep.
Hey guys, this is Mitch in Chicago, and I saw on Facebook that you guys are looking for some rock trivia. I got two of my favorite go-to barroom bet questions that I use about rock and roll music. The first one is, what is the longest running rock trio without lineup changes?
Ooh.
So you can't say that, you know, well, we got a new bass player, or oh, our lead singer died, or any of that. It's got to be the same lineup. What's the longest running rock trio? The other question I have is, what is the only number one song by a fictional band?
Mm,
all right.
Good.
Thanks for the show.
Two awesome guests
every week. You make my drive home on Friday worthwhile, and I will keep on listening. I hope I win.
Well, thank you. You're already a winner for calling 630-81-ROCKS.
Yeah, so, 330-81-ROCKS.
330-81-ROCKS. Don't call the other one.
Please talk longer.
Yeah. No.
even I have a pretty educated guess on this one.
I do too.
Longest rock trio? What do you think?
Well, it's got to be the three tenors.
Maybe.
No, I would say Rush.
Got to be Rush.
You think it's Rush? What about ZZ Top?
That's what I that was.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, I thought we were all looking around when he said it.
It's
going to be close because Rush changed drummers.
Both like early 70s.
After the first album, Rush changed drummers.
Oh.
I don't know why. That first drummer really had it.
They got a guy
that's not that great. So you two people were saying, Matt and...
No.
My first instinct was Rush, but now the ZZ Top, they came into my head too.
They might have started in 69 or 70 or something. Yeah. Maybe 71. But but what if it's somebody else altogether?
It could be. It could be someone that we're not thinking of.
All right. Well, if you think you know the answer, go
to
Facebook.
Seems like this guy, it's probably a trick question.
Right.
You know, because otherwise, it's not a good bar bet.
It's like Green Day. What? No, that can't be.
That's impossible.
Nope, it is.
Yeah, they formed in preschool.
It's got to be ZZ Top or Rush, I think.
So go to Facebook and
Page. It's like the OJs or something.
Yeah, it'll probably be something
right. There's so many groups. Like, it could be some obscure thing.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Not that the OJs aren't that obscure. But.
And I love it when this happens. Let's hear beep.
Mike Siegel's here.
Hey, guys. This is Dan from Langhorn, PA. Take two on this phone call. But show idea for you guys. Songs with guest musicians. Dancing with Myself has Steve Jones doing the solo, George Harrison bringing in Eric Clapton to do While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Nice.
I'm sure there are a lot of other ideas. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Oh, we forgot to F you off. this is almost that topic we came up with. It's guest vocalist. And we came up with it independently. He called. He didn't know it was coming on. So we thought a special guest show. We got to bring in a special guest.
Right.
You've heard him before, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mike Siegel. Mike!
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me, man. I am a fan of the show.
Thank you.
Longtime fan. Gary, always good to see you.
It's
Matt,
good to see
always
you.
A pleasure. And Pat, go fuck yourself.
Well, long time first.
Yeah. Now, is it rare to catch you in town, Mike? I imagine you with a backpack on, sleeping in a yurt.
He walked here from West Hollywood.
Yeah, I like to walk.
Yeah.
I hiked it. No, I'm actually leaving for, I got a couple trips planned this summer.
Yeah,
where are you? East Coast. For 2 weeks up in New England, and then Croatia.
What?
Yeah, in August. Yeah,
have you been before?
I've been to a couple places like Dubrovnik and Split, but I've not seen the rest of the country.
Split. So. How's Split at this?
Beautiful,
time
nice. Beautiful. Right on the beach there. It's gorgeous.
Oh man,
Split's weird, isn't it? It's kind of nice, but then it's also kind of crappy.
They go 50-50.
No, you're thinking of Las Vegas.
Wow. What's your biggest like hidden gem like that you like to visit?
I really liked Budapest last time I was
there.
Budapest is really cool.
Interesting.
It's my new favorite city in Europe.
A lot of people are really onto Phuket. You like Phuket? You've been there?
You mean Phuket?
Yeah, okay.
I was not a huge fan.
Really?
Yeah, it's very overgrown and
too many people know about it.
Yeah, a lot of drunken Aussies and people there on sex tours, like, and
Aussie's
Thailand.
Aussie's always drunk. I mean, he has substance abuse problems. I would have laughed if you would ask him what his favorite place when he goes, you know, actually, Vancouver. I love it up there.
Vancouver's great, though.
It's Bakersfield. I mean, if I have to choose, it's Bakersfield.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
So I'm sure you load up the iPod. You probably got a lot of songs on there when you're traveling around.
I do. I have a lot, and... you know, I always try to change up the playlist before every big trip. And then lately I've been loading a lot of like TV series, too. That helps a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh, when cool. You're traveling. Now, and I also imagine, like, along with, you know, you probably listen to a lot of, like, you know, Tuvan throat singing or gamelan orchestras or like, you know, a lot of strange regional music. So, or do you like to keep
the old sounds
of home?
Yeah.
Balalaikas.
I'm more of a sounds of home guy. Sometimes I've gone on like, and cause everybody will be selling, it's almost like Hollywood Boulevard. Oh, somebody's trying to hand you a CD.
Check it out, man.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always something like that. So I'm more of like I'll buy some like the local CD and right. They're trying to just to support them, but then I'll never listen to it.
Did you ever buy any bootleg CDs like this is the boss, Springsteen?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Purchase.
You can get every bootleg, and like especially in Asia, you just walk on the sidewalk like movies that have come out that day here in America. Wow. Hey, what do you want? We got. That's when I'm. There's no hope for this business.
Lone Ranger, Johnny Depp, Bang Bang. You buy? He Indian.
That's so offensive.
I know it is.
I don't know where that accent was. From.
I don't either. Vancouver.
The accent was offensive, and whatever you said about Johnny Depp, kind of was also offensive.
So,
Emily, word is this all guest vocals?
No.
Did I not read the email?
I said special guest, so I it's
okay,
not all
I
vocals.
Thought.
I put.
Oh, interesting.
I threw a couple other. It's for me. It's mostly vocals.
But if there's other,
it's mostly vocals.
Like that Clapton one or something. That's a good example.
Yeah, that's a good example.
You could have done a whole episode like that guy suggested of just guest instruments.
Maybe we will.
That's harder. That's a little more.
Yeah, that Clapton one I brought, so I'll be crossing that off the list. Jerk out there, thanks. Yeah.
But before we move on, Mike, you have a podcast called Travel Tales.
Travel Tales, yes.
Where do we find that?
TravelTalesPodcast.com.
Are there a lot of on iTunes? Because like we're in the music category, and there's tons. So whenever we check the top 200, sometimes we get in there. But are there a lot of travel podcasts?
There are a lot of travel podcasts, but they tend to be a lot really either really technical, this is how you save $50 on a flight, that kind of thing. Or they're so obviously sponsored by whatever tour company they're doing it or whatever country, so that's like the Disney Channel for their resorts. And then that kind of
thing. So you have guests and you guys.
We just talk about like the stories that have happened overseas and people. I just love to hear people's stories about where they've been and
their travel tales.
Their travel tales. All there right. you go. Well, and we just redid the website.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Awesome.
Did you like it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Give us the
great
web address on that.
TravelTalesPodcast.com.
And that's where we can also find to listen to it. We can listen through there also.
You can listen to it live on there. There's a 2-minute teaser for each episode. Okay. There's a link to iTunes and Stitcher and all that stuff.
So, okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And photos and articles and stuff that I've written, stuff that some of the guests have written.
Oh, nice. That's good, too.
And little destination reviews of countries and places that I've been.
Do you have, are there travel tips on there?
There's a couple, yeah.
How do I save $50 on a flight?
Chip Chinnery wants to know.
Yeah, chipmoneytips.com.
Chip will get you $50 and a free flight.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're willing to have 5 connections to get to Vancouver.
Let's light this candle. What do you say?
Let's do it. You want to start with Mike Siegel?
Let's do it.
Okay, I brought this one in for Matt. This seems more like his alley, and this is a big hit from the year 1984. Go, let it go.
Formative year for me.
Oh, I didn't give you the... Okay.
What?
What?
I didn't give you the times on all these.
Oh, give
me
the time.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You just
give him the...
Started around 29
seconds. What if he said, start it right from the top?
every one of them just started
from the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Know it already.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Hell, yeah.
All I want is to be left alone. My average home, but why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
who's that guy?
And is this the theme from Dexter?
So what the story is, that this is Berry Gordy's son.
Right.
You know, I just learned that, like, researching this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he was like, I want to sing.
And they were estranged, I think.
Daddy.
They did
really
get along.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
But obviously he knew Michael Jackson growing up because he was Berry Gordy's son.
Right.
And says, hey, Michael, I want to drop a... But what's weird is that... So then he's like, yeah, you want to do a guest? So I want you to sing the entire chorus. carry the song. And then I'll just do this weird British-sounding almost rap throughout the rest of it.
But the song will really sell because of your voice and your popularity.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. The way I read it, it was like Berry Gordy did not get, he did not care for Rockwell's music.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he came back with,
no one does.
The biggest star on the planet singing the chorus. It's like, you know what? I changed my mind on your music.
Yeah, it's a little catchy.
I would love to hear a Rockwell deep album cut.
Seriously, what else did he do?
Tito on lead guitar.
I should look that up. Does he even have
I think he
more
has
than one album?
I don't think.
I've gone full circle on Rockwell during this discussion because I was,
oh my gosh,
oh, rich kid, his dad trying to, you know, get him everything he wants, but dad, he's trying to get dad's attention.
Yeah. Right.
Dad hates him. Hanging out with Luca's dad, probably. And like, you know, like, I thought it was going to be like, oh, don't worry, son, I'll get you Michael Jackson. But obviously, they were probably friends growing up.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
So that makes sense.
I don't know. I've seen Luca, and apparently nothing's wrong.
Oh, really?
Nothing. Every time I talk to that kid.
He didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. He doesn't. You
know, a little clumsy.
He runs into a lot of doors and stuff.
All right. That's how you play special guest.
He has three studio albums.
Oh, what years?
84, 85, 86, starting with Somebody's Watching Me.
Okay, and three, you're out.
What's funny is they're all on Motown, which is odd given that he was estranged from his father. But
well, he probably gave him like some recording time, like
when
3 in the morning.
When did he sell Motown, though? He sold it.
Oh, that's a good point.
After a while, but
I don't know when that happened.
It stands for Motortown, right?
I think so. Motor City.
Motown.
Yeah.
And I saw Michael Jackson's oldest son at the movie theater yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, not Blanket. I saw Pillow. No, I don't know what his oldest son's name is, but I saw him.
Prince.
Weird.
Prince. That's yeah, what, Prince. That is. It yeah, is. Michael. It is. That kid needs to get on the treadmill.
Oh,
Dad would not be happy with the weight gain that his money is causing his son to.
I just saw a picture of his daughter because of all that news of tragic.
Beautiful
tragic,
child.
But she is amazingly
stunning.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Seems weird because she's 13, but she's no. I think she's 17.
Yeah.
Street legal.
Yeah. Doesn't make it any less creepy.
No. You know, wingers all over that.
Well, if you, Gary, you're next because we're going to go in a loop.
Okay. We'll go in a loop. Nowadays, like, there is almost no song doesn't have a featuring in it, you know.
True.
Usually it's 2 Chainz. Often it's Chris Brown.
Or Pitbull.
At the cutting edge of this, like on so many things, Sonic Youth back in the late 80s had the good idea to bring in Chuck D.
Ooh.
To do a little rapping on their song Cool Thing. And I don't know. Maybe they passed him in the hall, but Chuck was not prepared for this assignment. You are not going to. I don't know if you even know why this counts, but from 135, let's hear a little Cool Thing.
This is male Chuck D, right? He's not doing a girl's voice.
Tell like it is.
Huh? Yeah. Don't be shy.
Word up.
Wow.
Feet. Flat. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everyone quiet know.
That's it. That's all he does. No rhymes, no flow. God.
Did he do that over the phone?
Yeah. Did someone just give him a list of stereotypical things to say? Word up.
Like, there must have been some Rohypnol involved in this project. Like, that is not the real Chuck D. That is a drugged out, don't know where I am.
How did he not say bitches? I mean, just
it's horrible. Or maybe they actually stole a tape from, like, he was just messing around in the studio. Like, someone was talking to him and he was responding on the microphone. They're like, let's take this recording and stick it into this song.
His mother called, like, what they were about to do.
I will. Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry. Potato salad.
Love you too.
Yeah. 5:30. Okay, bye-bye.
Anyway, so that's how you don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And just to clarify, folks, these are not duets. This is when someone pops in for a little bit of time during the song. So. Yeah.
Exactly. Hip-hop is a completely different category in this because everybody guests on everybody's thing.
Right,
I was going through it and was like, well, we could do this all day because everybody guests on everybody's album.
So. Yeah.
Lil Wayne has now been on 100 and...
It's Lil.
Lil, sorry. Lil. 103 charting it. Like, he just passed Elvis for being on the most...
Wow.
Charting hits.
Wow.
Could you imagine that? I could barely name 100 songs.
Yeah, he's been on the most songs I've never heard.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Pat.
So this is Motley Crue.
Oh.
From Dr. Feelgood.
Hmm.
This is a song called She Goes Down. Hmm. Now, look, we know what that's about.
What?
Visiting Australia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Yeah, right. It's the theme song of your
theme.
Podcast.
I like it.
But right at 2 minutes, my favorite lead vocalist comes in and sings a whole section himself, but that's it. He doesn't duet. Let's hear it.
She goes down, 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 down.
Wait a minute. Don't tell us.
Okay.
We're gonna because I'm.
He's
Paul Stanley.
It's no, Robin Zander.
That's
right?
Robin Zander.
Oh.
And Rick Nielsen also is playing guitar on that song too.
Weird.
But it's weird because he really shreds his voice and rocks it up there.
He almost sounded like that was like an AC/DC.
I know. Yeah. Vocal. Yeah. Well, that's the man of a thousand voices, Robin.
Is that really what they call him?
They do call him.
Oh,
in my house.
I thought that was Danny Gans.
Rock and peace, Danny Gans.
Rock and peace.
Mike, you're up.
All right. This band is like got kind of painted with like a douchebag following in the 90s, and they were much bigger out in on the West Coast, I think.
Yeah. Sublime?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was them.
Wow.
And so I went through it, but they did have a couple songs that I liked, but they really play them
daily.
Yes.
And so this is from, I can't remember, maybe an earlier album that they did, but you'll see who comes in at 54 seconds.
Okay.
You should know the voice.
All right.
County hookup.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Gwen Stefani was on that. I think that I think I read somewhere that they may have dated briefly, the lead singer Bradley Knoll.
Yeah. Rock in Peace, right?
Inconveniently died right before their big major album release.
Unbelievable.
You know who I thought that was when I first heard it? I thought it was Bart Simpson. That's what I thought. Oh, Bart Simpson's on this. Because that would have happened back then. Yeah. Well, but then it was Gwen Stefani.
So I believe that was 96, I believe that was.
There was like no scooter parking in front of the studio that day.
No.
It was like jammed up.
It was a Greg Barron who had the midlife scooter. Crisis.
Yeah. Having it right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, still going. Yeah.
Well, this should make up for the Sonic Youth one. This is how you do a guest vocal. It's like, here's why you get famous. So you could reach back to your heroes and say, hey, let's do a little project together.
Right.
And it's a little bit like this. Is the Pet Shop Boys
right.
with...
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's tough.
Don't know.
Bart Simpson.
No, close.
No.
Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield. Oh, wow.
Yeah, revived her career and, kind of gave her a jump start and then
she
died.
That was a big hit.
Yeah, that was huge.
I never knew that was her. I never even asked the question in my head. Who is that? I just accepted it for what it was.
That's that lady.
That's a lady. She helps the song. Great. Okay, my next song, I have, if you listen to the show, you know how I proclaim the greatness of the Mick Jagger solo catalog.
Constantly.
This is from his last solo album in 2001, Goddess in the Doorway. Mick Jagger, arguably the biggest rock star of all time, him and McCartney. And he's going to get some help with arguably one of the biggest bands of now.
Oh, okay.
All right. That was a terrible wrap up. ramp up? I can't even talk.
That you forgot the word ramp. Yeah.
The song is called Joy. Take it in 35 seconds. When I drove across the desert, I was in my four-wheel drive. I was looking for the Buddha, and I saw Jesus Christ. Smiling, shook his shoulders, and a cigarette. Say, jump for joy, make some noise.
Wow.
Do you know who that is?
Is that Bono?
Sounds like Bono.
That's Bono.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
It seems like that collabo should have made more noise
in
the world, because that's huge.
I'm pretty sure. And Goddess in the Doorway, I think, sold like 5,000 albums its first week.
Wow.
In 2001.
Jeez.
What's people's problem?
It just didn't. I think that album was only sold like like 70,000. I mean, nothing. I don't know. It just went under the radar so far.
Between the two, is Collabo trending now? Because I want to know that. Are we bringing that in?
Hashtag Collabo.
You said that twice already, I think. So I
just love saying Collabo.
Okay.
You're up.
Oh, I'm up.
Special guest with special guests.
Way on the way back machine here.
All right.
To 1962. Mm. And I'm playing a little fast and loose with the rules here because the person who's saying backup on this song probably was not a big star at the time, but later became a big star.
I think it's okay.
I like it. So it's kind of a little gray area there. You can take it at 7 seconds.
Oh,
right up. One of my favorite songs ever, probably.
Well, we don't need to know that.
Okay.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah. I know I laugh.
Well, I know Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you're a huge Sam Cooke fan.
I'm a big Sam Cooke fan.
Sam Cooke.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Have you ever visited his death site down in...
No, where is that?
It's in, like, South Central, like some motel.
Yeah, the motel.
Yeah, where he was doing what he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah. Why don't you backpack down there? So who's backup? I don't know who that is.
That is a... he had a huge... how do I
say it? Rockwell?
Yeah. Rockwell.
A young Rockwell.
He had a giant R&B hit in the late 70s.
Okay.
And
let's say Barry White.
No, close, but he had that deep baritone.
Oh. Hmm.
It is the well-known, I don't know, is he still alive? Oh, no, man.
Oh, my God, say it.
Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls!
Lou Rawls.
He has passed.
He has passed,
okay.
A lot of rock and peace today.
Yeah, and I looked in there, and like that's one of the most redone songs. Most covered songs. And so Lou Rawls did his own version in 1970. Other people that have covered that song, The Animals, Mickey Gilley had a number one country hit with it. John Lennon did it, Aretha Franklin, Sonny and Cher, and Sister Hazel. And Michael Bolton.
You were on a rock cruise with Sister Hazel, weren't you?
I was. The Rock Boat.
Rock Boat.
Who else was on that show?
Graham Elwood.
Graham Elwood was the comedy.
Graham Elwood, biggest name on the boat, to be honest. And then Sister Hazel.
The only bands I really knew on there was Rusted Root.
I've heard that.
But a lot of local, a lot of Southern bands, East Coast bands, because they book it out of Atlanta. And but they're also, it was like 30 plus bands on this boat. It was a 5-day music festival. Could have been 4-day. But I wrote a story about it on TravelTalesPodcast.com.
Let's go read that at our leisure.
But it was fun.
Do you guys remember that Lou Rawls telethon that used to be on every year for United Negro College Fund? It was great. It was an awesome telethon. A lot of good talent would be on there. But I remember him on The Tonight Show once talking about it, and he... You know, just all the kids he helped, and a guy came up to him once and told him how he was able to go to college and everything. Mm-hmm. And I remember Lou Rawls' response was, and I told him, right on, brother.
He was actually one of the first celebrities I ever met. I was waiting tables one summer in college at a pretty well-known rib restaurant in Chicago, Carson's Ribs.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And so we would get a lot of like visiting athletes in town, and he was having a birthday party in there. And I was waiting on their table, and I was all nervous. I'd never met a celebrity before.
Right.
And I said, I like worked up all my guts to go up there and go, happy birthday, Mr. Rawls. He went, thank you.
Nice.
And my insides just shook, you know, like that bass just hit you.
How was the tip on that table?
Not bad.
Right, good.
Nice. I was still a fan.
You'll never find
another
song.
Ribs like mine. Here's a celebrity that you think might have passed, but he is
still with us. Lou Rawls was having his birthday party at a rib joint.
steak and rib.
Okay.
Come on. It was a nice place.
Sorry.
White tablecloths, buddy.
This is a celebrity that you think might have passed, but he's still with us, and he's...
There's even a documentary.
About how
he disappeared.
Yeah, that you got to watch. And he was, you cannot overestimate how in our face he was in the 70s. He was in movies, TV, he was variety shows, and an amazing songwriter. And Daft Punk on their new album, Random Access Memories, has resurrected him. And I'll just let you hear how it sounds.
Touch, I remember touch. Pictures came with touch. A picture. painter in my mind. Tell me what you see. A tourist in a dream, a visitor, it seems, a half-forgotten song. Where do I belong? Tell me what you see. I need something more.
I love that one.
Kiss, suddenly alive. Happiness arrived. Hunger like a storm.
Mike is discoing in here. This turns into a total disco freak out later. But anybody get any guesses on...
I'm going to guess Paul Williams.
Is correct.
Wow.
That's pretty nice, huh?
But who's the guest?
No, Paul Williams is the guest, and it's the Daft Punk album.
Oh,
and that's,
dumb.
That's kind of a hip-hop
didn't
thing.
Listen, like, not paying attention.
Yeah, like electronic artists will have like a lot of guest vocalists.
It's pretty
but
great.
Yeah, they have Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, and they have, of course, Pharrell on those great songs, and Nile Rodgers. But if you want to win a copy of Random Access Memories, we have one for you to kick off season three, right? Just go to iTunes and write a review and maybe mention 105 or season three or something like that.
Or Travel Tales Podcast.
Travel Tales Podcast. Hey, anything.
Write a review for Travel Tales Podcast.
Don't do that. No, you can do that. You should. And I'm a little behind on the giveaways, but I will whip this out to you.
All right, cool.
There you go.
My next song is from one of the great albums, in my opinion. I think Gary agrees with me. From 2011, this is from the Foo Fighters' Wasting Light.
Yes.
Let's listen to a little Dear Rosemary and figure out who's singing.
Is that David Bowie?
Nope.
Nope. No.
Gary knows. Mike?
That's my man, Bob Mould.
Bob Mould.
Oh. From Husker Du.
Yeah. Dave Grohl got to work with one of his idols.
Yeah.
And Sugar, right?
And Sugar.
And Sugar, yeah.
Yeah. Copper Blue celebrating.
Also from the Bob Mould Band.
Bob Mould Band. That album has Lemmy on it, too, I think, right?
Yeah, Lemmy's on there.
Yeah.
And Chris Novoselic. Yeah, there's a lot of people in there. But I think they just wanted Bob to play guitar, and then they're like, well, you can't have him here and not
you gotta sing.
So that's a great album, Wasting Light.
Nice.
Special guest with some special guests.
This is one you might find on a K-Tel 70s hits album.
All right.
It's a whole single. I don't know if this guy had anything else on the charts, but if you can name the guy who sang it, that's pretty good.
Okay.
And, but I think you'll get, especially Pat, this is right up Pat's alley, you'll get the background singer in this.
Oh, it's going to be a shit song.
You can do this at 17 seconds. When the
lights go down. Oh, yeah.
I know who that is. Town. People are in for the evening. I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar. My heartbeat time with the breathing. Great song. Driving over Canyon, singing to my soul. There's people out that's John Stewart.
John Stewart, sure.
From the Daily Show.
Yeah.
From the Daily
Show. Hilarious.
I'm pretty sure that's Stevie Nicks.
That is Stevie Nicks.
And I'm pretty sure Lindsey Buckingham, I think, produced that album.
And I think played guitar on the track.
Played guitar, yeah.
Is Christine McVie on there too?
She might be, but I can't. I'm looking right now.
Look, 1979.
That's 79. From 79? Let me see.
79.
Bombs Away Dream Babies is the album.
And yeah, he was in the Kingston Trio.
And he wrote Daydream Believer, I found out.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's fantastic.
Mary Kay Place is on vocals there.
What?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
She had a good
country
album.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lindsey's guitar and vocal on that album. And yeah, he co-produced that with John Stewart and Lindsey Buckingham. Yeah, cool. That's a great. See, when I talked to you on your phone, you were like, boy, this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
You're really getting into it.
But I'm reaching way cool. back, though. I wanted to have more modern
matter.
Stuff. But I was more on the Pat side of this, Gary. I apologize.
No, this is great. We're right
in the dinosaur
thing.
Era.
Yeah, this is
which,
great.
Quick quiz about this song from the lyrics. How closely were you listening? How much does his buddy Jim Bass make for Pumping Gas?
I'm about a gym guy.
$3.50 an hour? $2.50 an hour?
$2.50 for an hour.
Now, man, you can't even get a gallon of
gas. Yeah, exactly.
$2.50 now.
Raise the minimum wage now. That's my
times change.
All right. Here is a group that I think it's probably been a good 3 weeks since we've heard from them.
Okay.
And they're being joined by a chanteuse who we just recently found out we liked on here.
Okay.
And cool. See if you could sort it out.
From the top?
Yep. One more time around.
Look for me when the sun bright swallow sings upon the birch bough high. But you are in the ground with the wolves and the weevils all a chew on a bone so dry.
I only have a guess based on your hint.
Yes.
Which would be Inara George?
Oh, close. No, it's...
Zooey Deschanel.
Close. Whoa. It's the Decemberists, of course, being joined by Laura Veers, who we heard recently on here. Somebody called up and said, play more Laura Veers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's like all Decemberists songs, that is about a Confederate soldier who dies and the ghost carves his initials in a tree. And I like that one part where the wolves and the weevils are chewing on his bones. Like, you don't get enough of that in songs.
I visited that site on traveltalespodcast.com.
Very nice.
Excellent.
Patty. Putting this together, this is the first one I thought of because I think it's so perfect. Female vocalist joins the band. She sings three words, mm-hmm. which is the name of the song, and that's all I'm going to tell you. Just play it from 26 seconds.
Wait, huh?
What?
What's the title?
I just said play it from 26 seconds.
Yeah,
I don't want to give you the title.
Oh, no, I thought you said that's the title.
Okay. No,
and
no.
That confused me because that is not the title.
No, no.
I let my skin get too thin. I'd like to pause.
I wouldn't have gotten it except you were pointing to her picture on the wall.
She was a guest on Podcastathon 2010. Do you know who that is, Gary?
No, it's Rush, right? It's
Rush with
Lisa Loeb?
Nope. Close.
Amy Mann.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, Amy Mann.
And this is the one I knew when I brought it in that you were going to bring it in.
Yeah.
So we can cross that one off my
head. All right.
every time Rush plays in L.A., I'm hoping that they bring her out and she does that, but they don't do it.
Is that from like Till Tuesday era?
Yeah, it's 1987.
Okay. So that's, all right.
She's in the video too. She kind of floats around.
Wow. Yeah. But that was one of those things that was like the hardcore Rush guys were like, oh man, they're just so poppy now.
And she sings three words.
Alex Lifeson years was like, you can't hear my guitar, man. And then he went blah, 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 blah.
Well, I took one away from you, so we're going to skip you. No, I'm kidding. No, your turn. Go ahead.
I'm going to go back to Motown here. And we can start this at 105. And this one's so easy that the lead singer even calls out who is going to be singing.
Oh, nice. That's always helpful.
Yeah.
Hey, why not give a shout out?
Yeah, sure.
It's not too cool to be ridiculed, but you brought this up on yourself. The world is trying to pacify. We want the truth and nothing. Telling how you're gonna change right from wrong.
guy my entire life, and I never knew that he was kicking it to somebody right there.
Yeah, I still don't know what he was like. I don't know what he said.
Jackson 5, right?
Jackson 5.
Oh, Jackson 5. Wow. I thought he was like saying charts and graphs or something. Wow.
That's cool.
Adding the dude to WAPS.
You are adding color to this podcast. This week.
Finally,
because unless Thin Lizzy hits the digital needle, we don't hear a lot of that people's music.
That was your favorite, Pat. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't that your favorite group growing up?
I've said it before. Growing up, Jackson 5 was my favorite group. I had a Willie Tyler and Lester ventriloquist doll,
and also, a Jimmy Walker.
And I also had a Freddie Boom Boom Washington rug. And I'm not making this up. And I had a black G.I. Joe.
Well, that's because where you grow up, you never saw a person of color.
So it was like having like Batman coming to your door would be.
So that was 74 from the Fulfillingness first finale album.
Yes, great title.
When he was on a roll there, where he could do no wrong. It was like that Talking Book and Songs in the Key of Life all came like boom, boom.
I think the Jacksons could have been a little up in the mix a little more.
Yeah,
to be honest.
You know what?
When I transferred these to MP3s, I think they all went to mono. So if people are listening at home. I think you told me to change my settings.
Oh, well, yeah, for podcasts.
And I never changed them back for the music.
Them back if you're going to make.
So if people are hearing at home, they're probably all my songs are in mono, I think.
Glorious mono is what I call it.
Yeah. Really old school. I go mono right out for like your AM radio right out of the speaker.
Mono a mono. That's how you do it. And after that run of albums, he had that car accident before Songs in the Key of Life, and he briefly lost his sense of smell.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe that?
How many more hits can a guy take?
Yeah, exactly.
My God.
Well, he's still got his fingertips.
There you go. Exactly. I feel like I'm stalling because Mike's bringing these like exquisite songs, and I'm bringing in all this garbage. But
I played Motley Crue, so don't feel bad.
Seriously.
A song called She Goes Down.
This is one. This is Rilo Kiley, and when this album was like coming out, people, what the Two Shorts going to do a rhyme on there? And then it didn't end up being on the album, but then recently they had like a retrospective odds and sods thing called Archives.
Okay.
And they finally put out the version with Too Short on
it. Hear it.
And it's not that good.
Shocker.
I line all the women up in a row. I'm always winning. I'm a pro. Yeah, I'm a pimp, but she don't know. I spit that game. Now she's ready to go. I'ma take her home. I got another chick on the phone. I never like to sleep alone. Get butt naked or keep it on. Do I love her? Answer's no. I love things about her. That's for sure. I just wanna tap that ass some more. Drink up, baby. You ready to go? We got things to do. Ex-boyfriend keeps ringing you. Let's play them sex games. In the bed, red head on my left side.
I've read an interview with Jenny Lewis, you know, talking about this, how this collabo came to be. And she says, I was on a Southwest flight, and she grew up a big rap fan. And she said, oh my God, that's Too Short. And you know, she introduced herself, and he's like, hey, let me get your number. And it's like, okay. So she puts it in the thing, and you know, they ended up doing this song together.
Wow.
Then I heard, I was listening to The Champs, and Moshe Kasher says, I was on a Southwest flight, and I saw Too Short. And he's like, let me get your number. And he gave him his number. So they're trying to, so I guess that's Too Short's MO.
If you see Too Short on a Southwest flight, get the digits. Give the digits.
And he's probably traveling, so he might want to be on the Travel Tales podcast.
Hey, there you go.
By the way, when I hear these songs where the guys line the women up, the only time I ever do that is if my 8-year-old's having a swim party and I have to apply sunscreen. It's the only time I line.
You should write a rap song about that.
Put all the ladies up in the row.
You could actually call
SPF 45.
And they're ready to go.
Just call that, like, that'd be a great idea for a song, Sunscreen. Like, the song is called Sunscreen, and it's just about putting sunscreen on 100 women.
But they're,
I'm sure Macklemore's on that.
No, we're
sure Macklemore's getting on that.
We're
right
getting we're taking it away from your actual life now. We're making a real song where it's like a guy's basically like, this is what he likes to do.
I don't want my lady's asses burning.
Yeah. Boy, though, that song was like oil and water.
Not good.
I was like, I love Too Short, but that was like, and that part was okay, but as soon as she came in, it was like, this is two universes that should never collide.
And you know, he only wanted to get her number so that he could put her in the lineup.
maybe reach a new audience.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
And make them think, why is this happening? Who is that guy?
I have my next song's from a soundtrack. and I think a movie everyone loves, Vision Quest.
Yeah,
great soundtrack.
It is a great soundtrack, and this is the very, very pretentious, full of himself, Don Henley, and he has some background vocalists on this song, and it's called "She's on the Zoom."
Okay.
Oh.
You guys know who that was singing backup?
It was the kids from Zoom, right? From Boston. They were wearing the striped shirts. And
boy, that's the... I might need to hear that.
I'm just going to take a shot in the
dark. I don't want to hear it again.
Okay. Was it Belinda Carlisle?
It was. Was that?
Oh, my God.
It was Belinda. And I think one of the other Go-Go's.
Jane Wheedlin?
Yeah, maybe Jane Wheedlin.
Oh, interesting.
Here's the worst lyric ever. Well, the boys in the school, they're just a bunch of fools, and they acted like a bunch of bad bumpkins.
What?
He also works in economics, like, just like all the other girls, study chicken a la king and peanut butter swirls.
Peanut butter
swirls. Yeah, I did hear the peanut butter swirls.
The worst lyrics in
there's anything,
ever.
Anything worse than like earnest, serious Don Henley. It's like, oh, I'm going to have some fun now, Don.
Yeah, yeah. Watch me.
Not fun at all.
She's on the Zoom.
I'm guessing they don't play that in the solo stretch of the Eagles concert.
Nope.
Yeah.
You see guys with signs in the crowd. She's on the Zoom. I'm on the Zoom. Put it up. Play it.
If he plays that, they might be screaming for a solo Glenn Frey mix.
Oh, that's sexy.
You belong to the city, buddy.
You belong to the city.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about that on Never
Sexy
Not Funny,
Girl. Right? Play Sexy Girl.
Awful. Awful.
But listen to this totally forgettable 80s movie. Matthew Modine and some lady. Who is that?
Linda Fiorentino.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's a young Linda Fiorentino. Okay,
yeah,
well,
she was
sorry.
Sexy at the time, and he was a wrestler.
I apologize. Yeah, it's a silly 80s movie, but listen to the soundtrack.
It's crazy.
Journey. Madonna, two songs.
Yeah, Madonna had a huge hit on that.
Yeah, Crazy for You and Gambler.
Yeah.
Don Henley, we just heard. John Waite, Dio.
Hungry for Heaven.
Foreigner, Sammy Hagar. This is from some junk movie. Like, no, that's missing today. Like, people don't put soundtracks together.
They don't.
Just kill you. I love that.
I know.
Another movie didn't last, but I remember it being kind of a hit. I mean, okay. It wasn't a flop. It wasn't.
Right.
I don't even remember
it wasn't
it coming
top,
out.
It wasn't Top Gun.
Yeah, but it was, you know,
but
it made some money.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I just
but it wasn't Last American Virgin either. It was right there in the middle.
Right.
Well, I'm going to stay in the era here.
Okay, good.
85.
Excellent.
And this is a guy that Pat and I have seen live in concert together.
Oh, okay.
And when you hear it, you're going to know this guy, the guest produced it and also plays harmonica on it.
Okay.
But I don't know if he might even be singing backup, but when you hear the sound, it's going to that guy.
Okay.
Oh, you can start it at let's go 220.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
so you can get the harmonica solo.
Song's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
There's only one guy
long.
I can think of when you say harmonica. Let's see who it is.
Yeah. Well, I can see her now, drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to do the party, used to do the show. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Somehow that clashed.
Oh, wow.
So we got Nick Lowe.
That's Nick Lowe.
You know, I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Okay. Nick Lowe, a song you wrote, and it's been covered by Dave Edmonds, I think, did the version.
The Knack.
Yeah, a few people.
So who's producing that?
That is none other than Huey Lewis.
All right,
yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis produced that?
He produced it and played the harmonica solo.
Good for you, Huey.
They met, he was in his band, Huey Lewis had a band called Clover, which played in England, and I think they met in the pub rock circuit, and when Nick wanted a hit, Huey was hot at the time. And,
yeah. Clover.
Sure, so he brought his mouth harp.
I was expecting a young John Popper.
That guy brings too many harmonicas.
Yeah, he's got the Chewbacca belts of harmonicas on him.
That's from The Rose of England? Is that the
album? I think so, yeah.
That's crazy.
Clover, the backing band on My Aim Is True. Elvis Costello.
Yeah, Elvis Costello.
Yeah, very cool.
So they all knew each other.
It all ties in.
Yeah.
It's funny. Very nice. I never knew that he played harmonica. Mm-hmm. Great.
Let's jump ahead to another famous harmonica player. This is Bob Dylan had this on his second album originally and then re-recorded it for Nashville Skyline with a special guest whose voice is instantly recognizable. And this song was used to great effect in Silver Linings Playbook. And it's beautiful. And then listening to it again, I was like, "Wait a minute, that doesn't sound so good." But I'll let you guys decide. And I think I put the time code in.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
If you travel in the north. Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
All right, they got it together. Hell yeah.
We're going to line this up if it kills us.
Bob using his lay voice.
Yes.
His Kermit-y.
Yeah, that. Well, I don't remember that from that movie.
It was when they're first dancing in the little studio that she has, and you think, like, oh, they're bringing up a romantic dancing.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper looks so hot. He's dreaming. Oh, wait. Is that the guy? Oh, never mind. I have so many versions of that song by so many people.
Oh, really?
I actually have a version by Pete Townsend where Pete Townsend's credited as the songwriter. And that's not
what?
Right.
What?
Man, weird.
Interesting.
I'm positive. Yeah, it's from the All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes album.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're right, Gary. That did not sound good. No. It sounded like two men who had never met before, recorded in different time zones.
Yeah, like Cash and Dylan there's a lot of stuff like on like YouTube clips of those guys playing together.
Yeah, on his TV show and stuff. And
Cash really liked them. I mean, he was like really brought him on his TV show. Was one of the first guys to do that.
And it meant a lot. It was like the old guard. You know, it was kind of like a changing of the guard thing. And yeah, but I think it's a net positive, but got a little rough at the end there.
We were waiting for that lyric. Come on, pick it up, fellas. Let's go.
Wait, you sing and then I sing. No, we're singing together. Okay, let's sing it at the same time.
What are we gonna do?
Then go.
Well, coming on the heels of Don Henley, this would be another guy you wouldn't want to be caught in an elevator with. I'm assuming Don Henley, Sting, and this guy trapped in an elevator with you would be. A pretentious
vortex.
Yes, this is Billy Joel.
Oh boy!
And this is Billy Joel. In all his recorded career, he has only ever co-written a song one time with one person, and that person sings on the song that they co-wrote with him. This is from The Bridge, and this is called "Code of Silence" from 50 Seconds.
Following a code of silence, you're never gonna lose the anger. You just give it a different way, and you can't talk about it. And this is not a kind of madness to be living by a code of silence. And you really got a lot to say. You don't wanna lose.
Matt, you know it.
Cyndi Lauper.
Is that Cyndi Lauper?
Yep.
I was gonna Patti Smyth or whatever.
I know. Cyndi Lauper.
It was that high note that sold it.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Okay.
Yeah. And her jangly bracelet.
You could hear it. And Billy Joel said, "Never again.
So unusual.
She's a bit odd. I bet you like to have fun.
Yeah, she does.
I finally got my mitts on a copy of Glass Houses. I would always check when I went to Amoeba, because you love it so much. And I want to say like, oh, you're right, that changed my life. But it's good. But like, you know, there's those, the big four songs in the front, and then There's like a couple of
but I like I like All for Lena, and I like Sleeping with the Television On.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Sometimes like, a Fantasy. It's just kind of his trying to be new wavy punk.
Yeah, and but I'm glad I heard it.
Well, thank you for picking it up.
Sure.
I appreciate that.
Well, Pat took my number seven. I had the Rush Time Stand Still one. But my last three are all pretty huge and classic and obvious. Great. So, I mean.
And Black?
No.
Okay.
Well, I had to bring one. I got a couple from my favorite band. And, of course, this is their later years when they started having guests. So we have, you can start this one at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest. Yeah.
Why my guitar gently weeps? Every mistake. We must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps.
There was a time when I was like, you know, I didn't know that that was Clapton. I was like, yeah, you know, George Harrison really was an amazing guitarist. Like, listen to this one. No, that's not it.
That's Oasis.
Right? That was at the time of the, by the White Album when they hardly were even playing on each other's songs.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think even the other guys were in the studio.
Yeah. And Paul would sneak in and re-record
George
things.
Is like, hey, why don't you, Eric, just grab your guitar and come with me.
That's great.
And he was Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, wait,
Yeah.
When now, where does this fall in the chronology? I know that, like, or maybe
they had not swapped, or they had not, you know, given his wife up to him yet.
I'm sorry, George. Did you say play guitar or fuck your wife? Did you say? I think I heard the latter.
My bad.
Do we just do? Let's do a twofer and just
okay. Yeah, and the other one is one by the Let It Be album, and you can do this at 1:14. I love this solo.
Get back, back to where you once belong. Get back, back to where you once belong.
Around for other
different a lot of air keys happening in the studio right now.
Yeah, through the elbow.
Of course, the great Billy Preston, the late great Billy Preston.
Amazing afro.
Yeah.
Who got thrown under the bus, I think, when they...
With the George Harrison... He's So Fine, My Sweet Lord thing.
Wait, George Harrison was sued for...
Recent documentary, they were asking him about, you know, how do we make... they were asking him... Billy Preston's telling the story. He's like, they're asking me how to play some gospel changes and like how to write a gospel song. So he started playing some gospel changes and they wrote My Sweet Lord and got sued because it was He's So Fine. Yeah, right.
And George Harrison threw him under the bus.
I guess he kind of self threw.
Because that's worse than his other seat on the bus in the back.
Oh, hi-oh.
Jeez Louise.
I found out Billy Preston, a gay gentleman. I did not know that.
Yeah. But, are you throwing him under the bus? Gary just threw him out of the closet.
Throw him out of the closet.
Under the queer bus. But you see all the clips from them playing on the roof and their last, you know, on the Apple Records. Yeah. And during that solo, they don't even show him once. Like, Billy Preston is like, he's up there.
He's actually
playing.
He's actually a floor under
them. They don't show him. They don't cut to him.
What do they show during the solo? Like, the cops and stuff?
They
show Ringo doing air keyboard.
That's how good they were. They could play keyboard on the air and it would make a sound.
That's really insulting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I've seen that clip 8 million times. I don't recall seeing.
But
Billy
he still is the only person who was ever given a Coke credit, right, with the Beatles.
I think they called him in, and by that time they were just at each other's throat. And George Martin said, you know, just his presence in there because he was just like a likable guy. It's like when Company comes over.
Yeah
everybody was on their best behavior. Just lightened up the studio. It was like, oh, thank God, someone's here.
I think he played on some Stone stuff too, Billy Preston.
He played with everybody. Yeah. He backed up, I think, the first. He used to play with like Little Richard and played his band. That's where they first met him.
Is he still alive?
No, Billy Preston?
Yeah.
No.
He just passed recently.
Rockin'
Peace. Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Years ago?
Yeah.
This is a dismal Rockin' Peace. Yeah. And yet Henley's still kicking.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's on the Zoom. You're up, Gary.
Let's go back to Amy Mann for a second. 2012 was a big collaborative year for her. She did a good guest spot on the Ben Gibbard solo album from Death Cab. We heard that here before. This has James Mercer from The Shins sitting in on her album Charmer, which is awesome. And we'll hear him. We'll hear the chorus. And then she has like this devastating lyric coming out of the chorus. So like listen to that and get ready to like, ooh.
Okay, here we go.
Did you think there was no witness to all of your crimes? I knew what you were. I'm living a lie. You're living it too. 'Cause I live it with you. I'm living a lie. A lie I can't tell. So wait for the cry. Past his prime, guilt in his cage, a bar at a time.
How many of those guys do you see in L.A.? Like, Boy geniuses just passed it.
That's excellent.
It's about
she
me.
She might have married one.
He scores a lot of movies and stuff.
Yeah.
I think we should just do. I should think we should just do one more round.
One more round. Actually, I'm out. So you guys can tap.
I'm going to throw some apologies down. Then I had a Cheap Trick song that Chrissy Hynde sings background on, but we already heard from Xander, so we get that out of here. Mm-hmm. I had. I guess that's why they call it the blues, because Stevie Wonder plays harmonica on the solo. Mm-hmm. But we've heard from him today, and I had "You're So Vain" because Mick Jagger sings the background on that. So we've heard from him. We'll get him out of there. But we're going to play something from Tom Petty. I was going to play a clip of Tom Petty when he guested on the Gary Shandling show. But then I realized, well, that's acting.
That's a joke. Yeah.
That is not musical at all.
I'm almost positive I played this before. It's from his box set called Playback. The song is called Waiting for Tonight. And you guys can tell me who sings back up on this.
The only one who really cared about me. The only one. Without an angle. For so long I've been lonely. Now I'm too weak to fight. I've been waiting for tonight. I've been waiting for tonight. Yes, and I had a little time to kill.
So,
wow.
Would you rather have Don Henley and the Go-Go's or Tom Petty
Bangles.
And the Bangles.
Oh, Bangles.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah. But I actually thought you... Oh, that was last episode that you played Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah, last episode I played Susanna. But that's, that Waiting for Tonight is an amazing tune, so...
And Tom Petty was very funny on the last Larry Sanders.
Yes, he was.
When he
yes,
called... He who was the guy? The country guy?
Oh,
because and they both get he got bumped.
Yeah,
Tom Petty got bumped. Right. What do you need me? You got Roy Rogers here. They fight. They fight in the green room. It's
who
hilarious.
Is that? Who's he fight with?
It was George Strait. No, it was Clint Black.
Clint Black.
Yeah,
Roy Rogers.
You got Roy Rogers here. What do you need me? Start fighting.
So, Mike, we're going to let you wrap it up.
All right, this is really a classic, and this is not a vocal, but it is a guitar, and it's a pretty distinct guitar, and it kind of opened up the world to this. Blew this guy's audience wide open the guitarist anyway. You can start this at 317.
All the way.
For the guitar solo.
Okay. I want to kiss it. Oh, yeah.
Do you know who that is, Matt?
Is it Stevie Ray Vaughan?
It is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Plays guitar on the Less Dance album.
That's crazy.
Awesome. Did not choose to tour.
But he had Peter Frampton, I think, that tour.
No, Frampton King.
Oh,
was
no, that was
Never
later,
Let Me Down. Yeah, glass Spider.
Yeah. You ever visit that Stevie Ray Vaughan statue in Austin? You ever go?
No, I've been there.
Oh, it's neat.
I've been to Austin,
you should travel.
I've been to Austin.
You should go there. You should
strap your backpack on.
Yeah. I remember I saw a lot of concerts at that where they played their last one. That was up in Alpine Valley, I believe, in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Helicopter hit them.
Ouch.
Clapton chose not to take the helicopter.
And Buddy Guy as well.
Despite George Harrison trying to convince him to take the helicopter. Would not get on it.
Very suspicious.
Yeah, it was like him, Buddy Guy, and Clapton. They're all at the same concert, and then that was the only one that went down.
We could have had another Big Bopper, Buddy Holly type thing going, but we didn't.
Don McLean could have had another hit.
Don McLean rubbing his hands together.
Before we go, one more time, thanks to Jason Wilcox. Go to rocksolidguide.blogspot.com. I think you're going to love it. Thank you to Mike Siegel, and go to
TravelTalesPodcast.com.
Gary, you got some words, then we'll let Matt play us out.
Yeah, 330-81-ROCKS. Tell us your favorite guest stars, and answer those trivia questions at our Facebook page. Write a review on iTunes if you want to win the Daft Punk album. And, you know, we had Graham Elwood over at the apartment recently, and he did some swimming and stuff, and I was thinking, like...
Bragging.
And I was like, yeah, still humble bragging. I was like, Maybe Graham's the handsomest comedian, but right now, no, Siegel all the way,
Come on.
This guy lights it up. Mike, thank you so much for being the special guest on our special
guest
program.
Thanks for having me, Gary. It was fun.
It's awesome. And,
I love the show, guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Safe travels, and I look forward to reading about your adventures on your
Yeah, absolutely.
Matt, what?
Well, look.
It's a pleasure to meet Dirty iPad. iPod? iPod.
Dirty iPad is his older brother.
And that guy's so dirty, we don't even bring him.
That's what he calls his bachelor, the dirty iPad.
Look, we've heard a lot of legends today, a lot of classic songs. So why not finish with Kesha?
Why not? Here we go.
Jimmy and I just saw this young lady at the Hollywood Bowl.
How was that?
And she claimed that this is her favorite song that she's ever made, and no one agrees with her. There's no way on earth that anyone else thinks that this is her best song, but it does happen to have Iggy Pop on it.
Oh, wow.
Very unusual. And it's more rock. I actually do wish she would go in a more rock direction and just ditch the sort of club, you know, whatever. Like, I think she has a great songwriting sensibility. And if she had embraced this, she could have a whole new career because hers is dying, I think. that's my take on it. Anyway, this is Kesha with Iggy Pop, Dirty Love, on the new Warrior album that came out last year. Enjoy it.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
That was subtle.